And now back to the news. There has been a lot happening in Norwich that is not connected with the coronavirus. The Chapelfield Mall is at great financial risk. The Broads Authority has been accused of deception. Norfolk County Council has thrown the future of popular outdoor centres into doubt. A floating restaurant has left the city and a ban on pavement parking is under construction. Chapelfield Mall owner warns it could collapse after a £2 billion loss. The owner of Norwich's Chapelfield shopping mall, Into, has warned it could go bust. The property manager has said it could collapse if it cannot raise further funds, as it slumped to a £2 billion annual loss. Into revealed in results published this week, there was a material uncertainty over its ability to continue as a going concern as it faces a cash crunch. It has recently been forced to abandon plans to raise up to £1.5 billion to pay down debts. The news could spell turbulent times for the Norwich Shopping Centre. A spokesman for Into said, "The situation hasn't changed much since last week. We are still looking at alternative options for the business, which could include selling some parts of it or the whole site. I reiterate that this imbalance has come about because of low investor sentiment at the moment, which is leading to the devaluation of property. Operationally, the business is doing fine. We've got good occupancy and footfall, which is especially good given the current retail environment." The Broads Authority has been accused of misleading and manipulating stakeholders after allegations of untruths and deception were shared with hundreds of Norfolk councillors. An anonymous report criticising the authority responsible for Norfolk's waterways over alleged misinformation regarding its national park status was sent to almost 300 stakeholders, including parish and district councillors, local council associations, MPs and the Minister for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. But the Broads Authority has hit back at the criticism as inaccurate and said the report was produced by an anonymous individual and not from a credible source. A letter accompanying the report, sent to parish councils, states, "Stakeholders are misled and manipulated by the Broads Authority in pursuit of its national park ambitions." It claimed the Broads Authority's description of itself as one of 15 national parks in the UK contains two fundamental untruths and raises the question of not just trust, but motives. Critics of the Broads Authority have long feared the authority's closer alignment with national park principles could risk infringing boating rights on the historic network of waterways, which the authority has always denied. And Broads villages have hit back at moves to introduce national park branding to their road signs. At the time, Loddon councillor Kay Mason-Billig slammed the decision as a red rag to a bull, while Sue Hines previously criticised the signs in Acle as blatantly misleading. The future of two much-loved outdoor education centres has been thrown into doubt. Norfolk County Council is reviewing its role in Whittling Adventure and Holt Hall, which it says are both running at a loss and putting a strain on other services. The move has been slammed by an opposition councillor who called it absurd. It is understood the Conservative-led council is considering selling Holt Hall to a third party to continue as an outdoor learning centre or be used for something else. Whittlingham Adventure could continue to come under the Whittlingham Charitable Trust, but be operated by a third party. Norwich's floating restaurant has left its city centre mooring after more than 30 years. Last autumn, it was revealed that the floating restaurant, the former Thai on the river, would be moved out of the city. It was initially hoped the boat, which used to be called Vagabond, could be moved towards the end of 2019, but the move failed to go ahead and the relocation was postponed. The move was then scheduled to go ahead on March the 12th, but high winds and subsequent safety concerns led to the relocation being postponed for 24 hours. Now, after 34 years in her city centre location, Vagabond has been towed out of Norwich. The move, which was a combined effort from the Broads Authority, Norfolk County Council and Network Rail, took place on Friday, March the 13th. Vagabond left her mooring at about 11 p.m. and was towed through Carrow Road Bridge, followed by Trouse Rail Bridge, by two large tugboats, which were required to help guide the boat along the river. After passing through Trouse Rail Bridge, she completed her journey at the Deal Ground in Trouse, where work to remove the structure on top of the main vessel will take place. From there, Vagabond will be towed to Great Yarmouth, where her seaworthiness will be inspected by the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency before she is allowed to pass through Yarmouth. A potential ban on parking on pavements could make it easier for pedestrians to get past cars obstructing them on Norwich's Victorian streets. But a city councillor has warned the government must back up any such move with money to solve problems such as a ban might bring. The government is due to consult on proposals over a possible ban this summer. The consultation will include options such as allowing councils with civil parking enforcement powers to crack down on unnecessary obstruction of the pavement. Outside London, only police have that power. It will also consider how a nationwide ban on pavement parking enforced by councils might work, allowing for exceptions or designated spots for pavement parking where needed.